This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Leading us in the prayer today is Father Ron Gary from St. John's Catholic Church in Fort Pierre. And the pledge leading us in the pledge is Sam Schleich. Sam Schleich from Hanson High School.
Lord, help us. Come to the aid of the afflicted. Pity the lowly. Raise the fallen. Show your face to the needy. Heal the sick. Convert the wayward. Feed the hungry. Deliver the captive. Support the weak. Encourage the faint-hearted. Give peace to all people, even as you gave it to our ancestors when they devoutly called upon you in faith and in trust. Lord, you alone are able to bestow these and even greater benefits upon us. And we remember today House Sergeant-at-Arms Jim Smith and his children who bury their wife and mother, Bev, tomorrow. Grant her eternal rest, O Lord. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair, Boland, Kamak, Cronin, Kerr, DeSanto, Ewing, Foster, Greenfield, Heinert, Jensen, Kennedy, Klum, Colbeck, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nelson, Nessebe, Nordstrup, Otten, Partridge, Rush, Russell, Schoenbeck, Smith, Soholt, Solano, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, White, Wick, Wismer, and Youngberg. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the fifth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Greenfield, Chair.
Comments on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. For introductions today, starting out on behalf of Senator Soholt, we have the Senator for the Prevention of Child Mistreatment, Children's Day at the Capitol. We're joined today by the Director, Carrie Sanderson, and the CPCM team, South Dakota Children Advocacy Groups. Would you please stand? Help me welcome them. Also, a thank you to the SDEA for serving lunch in the Rotunda Capitol. Is there anybody with the SDEAs in the gallery? Also wish to thank the public transit for serving breakfast in the Senate lobby. Catherine Holman, Jessica Pickett from Mitchell, represent the groups. Are there any of those folks in the gallery? If there are, please stand. Okay. Also in the Senate gallery, we have Dr.
Carrie.
Welcome. Communications.
I have 18 letters from the governor here, And I'm not going to read all 18. I'm going to shorten things up for you. The Honorable Larry Roden, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Article 4, Section 9 of the Constitution and subject to your consent, I am honored to inform you that I have appointed the following. Steve Westra, Sioux Falls, as Commissioner of the Governor's Office of Economic Development. David Flutie, Browns Valley, Minnesota, Secretary of the Department of Tribal Relations. Kim Vanneman, IDEAL, Secretary of the Department of Agriculture. Greg Whitlock, Watertown, Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Tim Reich, Rapid City, Adjutant General. Shawnee Rechtenbaugh, Peer, Interim Secretary of the Department of Human Services. Ben Jones, Sioux Falls, Interim Secretary of the Department of Education. Kelly Hepler, Peer, Secretary of the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. Jim Terwillinger, Peer, Secretary of the Department of Revenue. Kim Malsom-Risden, Peer, Secretary of the Department of Health. Marsha Holtman, Peer, Secretary of the Department of Labor and Regulation. Mike Lightholt, Peer, Secretary of the Department of Corrections. Darren Berquist, Peer, Secretary of the Department of Transportation. Steve Perner, Peer, Secretary of the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. Craig Price, Peer, Secretary of the Department of Public Safety. Lori Gill, Peer, Commissioner of the Bureau of Human Resources. Jim Hagen, Sioux Falls, Secretary of the Department of Tourism. And finally, Amy Iverson Polrice, Interim Secretary of the Department of Social Services. All these appointments were effective January 5th, 2019. Sincerely, Kristi Noem, Governor.
The assignments of these appointees, first with Agriculture and Natural Resources, get Steve Perner, Secretary, Kim Vanneman, Secretary, Kelly Hepler, Secretary. For Commerce and Energy, Jim Hagen, Marsha Holtman, and Steve Westra. For Education, Ben Jones. For Health and Human Services, Kim Malsom, Amy Iverson, Shawnee Rechtenbaugh. For Judiciary, Mike Leadholt. Military and Veterans Affairs, Tim Reich, Greg Whitlock. State Affairs, David Flutie, Lori Gill. Taxation, Jim Twilliger. Transportation, Craig Price, Darren Berquist. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Education reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 24 and recommends due pass, and also Senate Bill 23 recommends due pass to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Boland, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 11 and 21 recommending due pass, and Senate Bills 5, 12, and 20 recommending due pass to be placed on the consent calendar, and they recommend referring Senate Bill 9 to the Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs. Senator Russell, Chair. The Committee on Ag and Natural Resources reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 33 and recommends due pass as amended. Senator Kamak, Chair. And the Committee on Commerce and Energy reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 14 and 16 recommending due pass, and Senate Bill 17 recommend due pass as amended. Senator Stalzer, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return SCRs 3 and 4, in which the House has concurred, and I have the honor to transmit House Bills 1016 and 1017, which have both passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Sandra J. Zinter, Chief Clerk.
Senator Soholt, or Solano.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just, in terms of correction to the journal from the Committee on Education, would have been Senator Solano as chair. It was read as my good friend Senator Boland is chair.
Okay. Nope.
Duly noted.
Okay.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Langer moves that SCR 5 be deferred till Wednesday, January 16th, the seventh legislative day.
Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 51, an act to revise certain provisions regarding trusts.
Senate Bill 51 has been assigned to Commerce. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1016, an act to revise certain provisions of the Alcoholic Beverages Code, and House Bill 1017, an act to provide for the destruction of certain contraband cigarettes.
House Bill 1016 is assigned to Commerce. And House Bill 1017 is assigned to Taxation. Consent calendar.
Mr. President, Senator Steinhauer has requested that Senate Bill 35 be removed from the consent calendar. And we have Senate Bill number 13, an act to revise certain provisions regarding authorization for public transportation assistance grants.
Senate Bill 13 is now up for public hearing. The old committee chairman showing up to me. Senate Bill 13 is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Boland.
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
DeSanto?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nessebar?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Motion carries. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senator Langer moves that Senate Bill 10 be deferred till Wednesday, January 16th, the seventh legislative day.
Comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Moving on to Senate Bill 26, an act to clarify certain provisions regarding the regulation of limited gaming in Deadwood, South Dakota.
Senate Bill 26 is now up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Senate Bill 26 is an act to clarify certain provisions regarding the regulation of limited gaming in Deadwood. We ended up having a problem last year. I believe it was Senate Bill 43 and a companion bill, Senate Bill 44, put in some new rules and implementation for the gaming industry. A new license type for an associated equipment manufacturer or distributor was added. When implementing this new license type, it was not clear within current gaming statutes whether the Gaming Commission has the authority to suspend, revoke, or fine a licensee with this type of license. It was also discovered that a related license, the slot machine manufacturer or distributor license, was being called something different in the sections of the code, leading to the confusion. So finally, it was discovered that applicants for a distributor's license were not required to meet the same qualifications for any person involved with the conduct of gaming as other applicants. So if you look down through the bill, it basically adds the word distributor or distributorship to clear up the confusion that was there. I think I'll leave it at that, and if there's any questions, it's basically a housekeeping on legislation that we put into effect last year, and this just cleans up the language in it to include everything. So I'll stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there other remarks? Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair.
Aye.
Bolin.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Curd.
Yes.
DeSanto.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kobach.
Aye.
Langer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nessebar.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
No.
Otten.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Wismer.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one nay.
Motion carries. I believe we are ready for announcements. Senator Wick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow morning, your Joint Committee on Appropriations will be hearing budgets for the Bureau of Information and Telecommunications, the Bureau of Administration, and the Bureau of Human Resources. Also coming up today at 3 p.m. in room 414, more of the issue memos by your Legislative Research Council fiscal staff. And I hope you get a chance to sit in on those. Some very useful information coming up today. Thank you.
Further announcements. Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow morning, Senate Health and Human Services is at 10. We'll have an informational briefing from the Department of Social Services and taking up three bills.
Any other announcements? Senator Monroe.
Hey, Mr. President. Senate Taxation Committee tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and we're going to get down to business with some bills. So thank you.
Anybody else? Announcements? Senator Jensen.
No local government tomorrow. Thank you.
Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Blair moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carried.
Links to live events and their archives are available at sd.net.